Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Hello and welcome to the 47th episode of the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are Anna and
Klaus
Christensen, and today is the third part of our six-step process where we will cover all the steps involved in launching and growing a successful and profitable apparel business. And today we're going to talk about how to build your brand. And if you want to know more about how you can apply this in your own business, check out the apparelentrepreneurship.com website. And if you want to start an apparel business, take a look at the course, How to Successfully Launch a Clothing Line.
And by the way, just today we created a payment plan on request so we can support you even better with this course. So go and check it out.
And if you already have an apparel brand but want to take it to the next level, then the membership program is for you. And you can find, of course, all the information on the apparelentrepreneurship.com website. Now let's dive into the main part of the show.
Step three is about building your brand. And in this one, you're creating a strong brand identity. You find your target customer and your master working on with your marketing strategy. So the first thing here we're going to talk about is your brand identity. And branding in general is as important as the actual products or garments. I mean, people don't just buy your products, they also buy into your brand. So it's important that you put in some work to create your brand identity. And the brand identity, that includes all the visual elements with your brand. So it includes the logo, the main color and color stories, the fonts you use online and all your printed materials, the tone of voice and supportive graphic elements. So, and one element here to consider extra carefully is color. And the choice of color for your logo and brand identity is directly related to your story, values, and your mission. And depending what where you are in the world and what culture you come from, different colors have different meanings. So this is something that you really could do a bit of research on before you start working on that. Also, when you have your branding, you need a branding package. And this is to deliver your brand story. Through storytelling and marketing, you need a branding package. So this consists of a mood board with the company vibe. You need the graphical profile, the visual expression, the tone of voice, colors, fonts, as we mentioned, the logo, tagline, story, and yes, a website. We really recommend that you have a website. And when you create your brand package and your brand identity, remember that all of these should speak the same language as your product. They should go hand in hand.
Yeah, meaning if you're about minimal products, then your website should, speak minimalism as well. You don't want to go super crazy and super detailed in a lot of stuff if your products are extremely, minimalistic. So it should be one main story. And now let's talk about the target customer. In order to create an effective market strategy, you have to know your customer deep down. Who is your target customer? What are their values? What do they care about? What age are they? Where do they like to shop? What other favorite brands do they have? What do they do in their spare time? What do they read? Where do they hang out on social media? And when you've created your customer avatar or your customer profile, you will speak directly to that person. And your content will be more cohesive and targeted, and it will be easier to use and easier to recept from your customer. You will know where this person hang out, what social media he or she prefers, and that's where you will be as well. And think about this person almost as a real human being, because then it will be much easier to create all the content and all the visuals and everything you put out. You speak to one person. And that's why it helps if you're your own target, because then you know what's needed.
Here also, when you're in this step, we're going to talk about you have to create your marketing strategy. So, but a general rule of thumb is to have 7 or more touch points with your customers here. So a touch point is, for example, Instagram, your email newsletter, your website, etc. Wherever a customer gets in touch with your brand or gets information about your brand, that counts. So to effectively and efficiently plan for this, you have to first know who your customer is, as Anna talked about, and where they are to optimize your connection with them. Remember that marketing is everything you do and how you do it. It's from how you talk to the DHL guy to how you reply to your emails, to how you handle customer care, to your engagement in social media, to the packaging of your products and the quality of your products. It's not just on your ads that's the marketing. It's everything about your brand. And your product, though, would be the best marketing. A fantastic product is eventually marketing itself. Nothing beats that.
And now let's talk social media. First of all, it's free. That's fantastic. But you have to use it thoughtfully, not just randomly. Meaning you have to put together a strategy behind how you use it. First, of course, you need to know where your customer hangs out because that's where you'll be as well. And also get to know the platforms because you guys know how the platforms work. The more you use it, the more the algorithm likes it. And, you know, you need to work on all the functions and the likes and the stories and the IGTV and all the live. So make sure, even though I know for some of you, it's really scary to show your faces and to go on lives and stories. It does not matter. You have to put yourself out there and talk about the brand if you want people to get connected to your brand and eventually buy it. And as you know, it's about engagement. So it's not just about pretty pictures that don't mean anything. It's about talking and connecting to your customers or your future customers. And if you feel it's super overwhelming, I don't know, just pick one or two platforms and go really hard on these than if you know, half as many of them. And one tip is that you should absolutely start on your social media before you have any products, because you will get excitement and you will talk about the behind the scenes. And when your product is ready, you will have already customers that are waiting to buy from you instead of, yeah, here's my product. And then no one's there. You don't want that to happen.
And that's it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for showing up and for taking your time to listen. And a mega universal big mega hug to each and every one of you that has taken your time to leave a review. I know you're busy, but the fact that you took the time to rate and leave a thoughtful review for our podcast means a lot to us. We're extremely grateful, and you are the reason why we show up here every week. And by the way, are you an Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast subscriber? No? Then why not? Do you know that if you don't subscribe, you might miss out on vital new episodes? So take a second, literally that's all it takes, and go subscribe and you'll be notified when a new episode is up. And that was it for today. Take care, stay safe, be strong, and talk to you next week, where we will cover how to design your collection. Bye.
Bye.